Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So we go to item number 9 for Kelly and Tom, I believe, to recognize some extraordinary accomplishments by staff. So, Kelly or Tom?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, again, Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director, and thanks for allowing us to put this on the agenda to take just a moment to recognize a couple of our staff. Each year, as our agency is a member of various associations across the country, both the Midwest and the Western associations, and obviously at the national level, the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agency, all of those regional organizations provide awards on an annual basis, and it gives us the opportunity to nominate staff for outstanding work or projects they're working on or contributions that they make. And we just wanted to take a moment today to recognize two of our staff within the agency that received a couple of awards this year. We had the intent, and the awards have been presented to them already virtually through the regional associations. We really wanted to get those staff in front of you and have the opportunity to have that type of recognition, but we're going to do the next best thing, and we'll do it virtually ourselves here on the commission meeting today. But it's certainly a pleasure and honor to recognize these two staff for the work that they do and that they have done to deserve to be recognized and receive these awards. And so first person I'd like to recognize and share with you is Kyle Kasky. Kyle is a member of our GIS staff, works on a number of projects, provides great services not only to our staff and all that they do, whether they're wildlife, fisheries, parks, it doesn't matter. These folks in our GIS section do a phenomenal work for us and provide extremely high quality products for us and all the work that we do. But Kyle's been very instrumental in helping develop some of the dashboards when we're looking at licenses and geographics where our sportsmen and women come from and a variety of different topics and projects like that. And for his efforts and the work that he has done in some key projects and programs, he actually received two different awards this year. The first one was through the Midwest Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, and that was a special recognition award, again, for all the quality projects and programs that he has helped develop and implement. And then he also received a Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies Outstanding Contribution of the Year award. So Kyle, I believe, is on here. I don't know if he's got his video on, but I do want to share and recognize Kyle for all the work that he does in our GIS section for all staff within the agency and helping provide and build products that our users use out there, both on our website and other platforms out there. He's a great asset to the agency, does phenomenal work for us, and is highly deserving of these two awards that he received this past summer for the work that he has done within our GIS program and section of the department. And then the second person, and please stay on, Kyle, if you don't mind, the second person we'd like to recognize is Jake Davis. Jake is our fisheries area supervisor out in Rapid City. And Jake was recognized through the Midwest Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies as the fisheries biologist of the year. And Jake's been instrumental on a lot of different projects out in the Black Hills and Western South Dakota region, in particular, a lot of our creek projects and restoration, habitat restoration associated with key fisheries within the Black Hills. He's been part of numerous projects. He's helped publish papers on some of the work and projects that we have done in the Black Hills area, and quite honestly is just an outstanding leader within our agency and our fisheries section as well. And so we were very pleased and honored to submit a nomination for Jake as well, and we were even more excited when his nomination was accepted to receive this award as well for the 2020 MAFWA Fisheries Biologist of the Year. So commissioners, again, we just wanted to take a moment to recognize these two outstanding staff within our agency and the work that they do really appreciate their efforts. The things that they do make the work a whole lot easier for a lot of people, making great progress for our users and constituents out there, and just do a phenomenal job for our agency. Kelly, would you like to add a few comments before we turn this over to the commissioners?
Thank you, Kelly Hepler, Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks. So I remember when I was still up in Alaska, Cora Campbell is commissioner up there, and my boss came back from a meeting from somewhere probably in the Midwest with then Jeff Bonk, who's my previous secretary, and she came back and said, you know, they have a GIS unit in South Dakota. It's incredibly creative, innovative, and they're doing all these cutting-edge things. She goes, how come we don't have one of those? And so I do have one of those now because I'm working down here. And so, Kyle, you're one of these people that are behind the scenes. So every time one of our hunters come and go on an app and use that atlas and figure out, you know, how to get to a public area, how to get that good access, or whether on, you know, on walking area, whatever it may be, you know, the people like you behind the scenes make that happen. And by the way, Kyle, you can't see it, but it looks like you got antlers growing out of the top head. It's great. So, but, and so there are just a lot of people owe you and the whole shop a lot of credit. And this dashboard, you've been working all the stuff that Tanai's been talking about, Emily's been talking about. You know, you're the brains behind making that happen, that marketing. So thank you for that. You know, and Jake, you know, you're absolutely a rock star when it comes to, you know, the fishery section. I know Gary agrees with that. You had an outstanding presentation last time in front of the commission, and that's what the award really was based on, that, you know, work you did at South Dakota, or at the School of Mines. But I also remember, you know, when I was moving down here, when I first got here, you know, just the need from here, from the Black Hills trout people saying, you know, we need to work closer with the Game, Fish, and Parks. We need to work in these plans, get these things in place. And, you know, if you look even in the last 4 to 5 years, you just look at the relationships been built with those users. Now, look how much money they're providing you and your program, and you do that very willingly, and they want to. A lot of that's reflection upon you, Jake. So I want to thank you personally for all the work you do there. So, you know, thank you both. And commissioners, I appreciate you giving us some time this morning. So this was a fun thing to talk about. So that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Well, you know, living out here and getting to know Jake and watch him, I mean, you can't come up with enough good words. Rock star certainly applies, an outstanding leader applies, and he's highly respected. People out here love him because he does great work. And I probably should quit because I could go on and on about all the great things he does. And so, Jake, thank you very much for all that you have done and will do. And everybody really, really appreciates your help out here and your leadership. So thank you. Anyone else have anything they want to add or comment on or have questions? If not,